Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this ad that Pamela Geller and her people have placed on buses that is very inflammatory, implying that, you know, Israel is superior and the Palestinians are savages and we must all back Israel against the savages. You know, that that portrayal of your enemy as somehow subhuman. Untermenschen. Okay. The bus line has now felt compelled to post their own ad side by side with the ad, basically saying, we don't approve of this language. And we understand the First Amendment right to freedom of expression, and we have a First Amendment right to freedom of expression to say we think this thing is not good. We condemn any statements that describe any group as savages. And we have been seeing this escalation of corporate advertising to support Israel, and I think because of the tone that these ads are taking, it's actually going to cause a lot more damage to Israel's image. So there's a huge backlash on this. And we know that support for Israel around the world is in major, major decline. Thanks to the alternative media, thanks to Republic Broadcasting. The world is seeing Israel for what it really is, not this carefully crafted corporate media image that you have been spoon-fed over the last 60 years. We know that the United States Senate, 25 years ago, documented that Israel was bribing the prostitutes in the American corporate media to only report the news in a way that favors Israel. Then the Senate classified that report until recently, proving that the U.S. Senate is also under Israel's influence here. Now, I've had a lot of people sending me a lot of stuff about this so-called Pussy Riot, this girl band in Russia and the trouble that they're in, and the U.S. State Department is in high dudgeon about, you know, see, Russia is crushing down freedom of expression and they're just abusing these people. Well, let's back up here just a little bit and recap the story. Russia is not locking up creative artists gratuitously. There is a lot more repression of free speech here in the United States of America and in Turkey than there is in Russia right now. These girls went into a church and vandalized it. That's property damage. If you were to walk into the Washington Cathedral and spray paint the walls, you are going to jail, and justly so. So all this furor over how evil Putin is, you know, abusing these poor, helpless little girls, it's all about the start of the campaign to demonize Russia ahead of possible military conflict, this war between the U.S. and Russia that Israel covets right now. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the economy, because over the weekend a story came out where Lord Jacob Rothschild, has shorted the euro to the tune of $200 million. He's basically betting $200 million the euro is going to collapse. I'd like to know what moron was betting against him, but that's a side issue. This is another indicator that the euro is on the verge of collapse. And when it does, there are an estimated 90 trillion with a T in credit default swaps against Europe's debt, recklessly sold by Wall Street when they thought they could just take in the money for the swaps and nothing was ever going to happen, and they're going to come due. And Wall Street, because derivatives are not regulated the way regular insurance is, Wall Street doesn't have that kind of cash reserves, and they're going to be rendered instantly insolvent unless they turn around to the U.S. and say, please give us another bailout. We meant well, really. So we'll be right back after these commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuft shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here, they have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey, they have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights?
Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells?
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at texasready.net. That's texasready.net. Are you Texas ready?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I have a comment about the commercial we just heard about the seeds, because I'm a farm kid from New Hampshire. And if you are going, and you should, if you are going to be planting your own vegetable garden, you need to start now. This is not something where you get the seeds, put them in the ground, and like Jack from the Beanstalk, the next day you wake up and there's all kinds of plants there. And gardening does take a certain set of skills in terms of, you know, keeping out the weeds, keeping out the pests. And it can be a lot of fun. It's very therapeutic, especially if you're completely saturated with computer stuff and you need to do something with your hands. But if you're going to start growing a vegetable garden for your own survival, you need to start doing it now so that you will have a harvest, especially those of you in the colder climates. We're basically coming up in harvest season right now. So next spring, following the thaw, you know, you might want to seriously start planning for and thinking about growing a garden if your local tyrants will allow you to do it on your own property. There's an ongoing war between people who want to grow food on their own property, their own homes, and the local governments, which are saying if you're growing your own food, then you're not going down to the supermarket, and they're going to pay less taxes, and we'll have less money to play with. You must be dependent on the supermarkets. That's what life in America is all about. But seriously, if you're going to be getting seeds and planting a garden, you need to start learning how to do that right now. It will not wait. Okay? Please. You really have to start taking seriously the possibility of major food disruptions soon. And what you have in your larder or up overhead in the garage is only going to get you so far. So anyway, getting back to the situation over in Europe and the economy, the Greek prime minister, Samaras, is going to be holding leaders, holding meetings, rather, with the Eurozone leaders this week, trying to figure out what they're going to do. He's basically expected to ask for more time to meet deficit-cutting targets. In other words, shutting down the police, shutting down the fire department, shutting down the hospitals, shutting down the schools, letting the roads go to rot, selling off the Parthenon, you know, exclusive product licensing for the Greek gods to various clothing manufacturers, whatever else is they're going to do is they strip mine the place. And you need to remember that Greece went through two elections to get its current government. In the first election, the anti-banker, anti-bailout faction won. And then the bankers' candidates refused to form a coalition government. And that forced a second election, which Mr. Samaras and his party won amid massive vote fraud that went as far as entire ballot boxes being burned in the districts that were anti-banker. So the bankers stole Greece, and now they're strip mining it. And anytime the bankers get control of a country, that's what they're going to do. They're going to strip mine it of all its real wealth and leave you with a bunch of pretty printed pieces of paper that have no value whatsoever. And again, much of the Greek debt came out of this underhanded deal that Papandreou's did with Goldman Sachs to try and hide the scale of the debt problem through these currency swaps. And it wound up almost doubling Greece's debt. Goldman Sachs made a lot of money off the deal. Of course, why would they bother otherwise? But at some point, the people of Greece need to understand that national debt that is arrived at for any other purpose than the good of the people and the nation should not be paid. There's no legal or moral obligation to pay a debt arrived at through criminality and fraud. Now, the money junkies have a different idea. We heard that from Christine Lagarde. It doesn't matter if the debt was created because your leaders are corrupt and pulled a fast one. It's still a debt. It is most holy. It is sacrosanct, and you will slave to pay it off. And at some point, I think we're going to see the people of Greece are going to say, no, we're not going to do that. They've let all the police go. You know, why not have a revolution at this point? But the reality is that the people of Greece are not liable for that entire debt. They are legally and morally only liable for the debt incurred for the care and upkeep of Greece itself. It's called odious debt. It's a recognized principle in international law that the people of a nation are only responsible for debts incurred to take care of that nation. Schools, hospitals, roads, infrastructure, things like that. Debts incurred because of war, a war of aggression in particular. Debts incurred by corruption, by borrowing money to fight wars on other countries. Money borrowed to spy on and repress the people of that country. Money borrowed to shower all over corrupt bankers or corrupt foreign nations. That is all odious debt. And as governments start to fall, the people of those nations need to recognize they are not obligated to pay off all of that debt. They are obligated to pay the debt that was justly accepted by the people for the betterment of that country. And all of this other debt, all of this money junkie machinations from the private central banks, it's a fiction anyway. The money that they're saying is owed doesn't exist and never did. It's an illusion. And why should we be slaves to an illusion? It's ruled by compound interest. The very essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slave to debt. And it is an illusion. It is no more real than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. And it is time for civilization to evolve forward. We understand rule by divine right is nonsense. It's silly. Leads to all kinds of horrible abuses. We understand that slavery, ownership of one person by another, is nonsense. We've grown past that. Now we need to grow past this rule by compound interest. It's time to move on to the next era of human history. Now, Mark Faber is out there saying basically he's 100% certain there will be another recession. And he's saying he's expecting stocks to be dropping any time now, and they dropped a little bit today. I am of the opinion the stocks would have dropped long ago, but they are being propped up to keep the banks that hold a lot of that stock solvent and, of course, to keep Obama in office. The general analysis is as long as the stock market stays up, Wall Street will continue to somewhat support Barack Obama. They're donating to both sides, so they'll be in control no matter what the people vote for in November. And Obama is playing the same game that George Bush played in 2008, just trying to hold the economy together, look good until after the election, then let it all fall apart. In fact, Obama is talking about dipping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and dump that onto the market to drive gas prices down between now and November. And it would feel good between now and November, and it will help ameliorate the high food prices in the stores, which are also partly based on the increasing cost of fuel. But it's only temporary, and they have no intentions of keeping it permanent. It's just looking good now until they can get your vote, then they go back to business as usual. Glenn Beck has gone one step further. He's basically saying an unstoppable economic collapse is imminent. And he's absolutely correct because of that whole 11th marble issue. Peregrine founder has pled not guilty in their $200 million fraud scheme. Basically, a lot of embezzlement. They've got him good to rights, but he's going to drag it out in the court case. And, you know, because of the courts being so sympathetic to very, very rich people, the appeals will last longer than he will. Meanwhile, Matt Taibbi. And I just love this guy and his work. I really do. I think he's great. He came out with a tweet basically saying that the location for Corzine's new hedge fund will be right next door to OJ's Home for Battered Women and Jeff Dahmer's Bed and Breakfast. And that one's gone viral, as well it should. He's very, very clever, very, very funny. And he blogs over there at Rolling Stone, and it's picked up on a lot of other blogs, including my own, and his stuff has just been bang right on all along. So he's somebody you should have in your resource list. Meanwhile, British parliamentarians have accused former Barclays chief executive Bob Diamond of withholding evidence in the LIBOR rate rigging scandal. My goodness, even before the government, they're lying and cheating and stealing and basically denying and all the rest of that. So, and I want to remind everybody, and I want to keep this story up there, and please take it, retweet it, broadcast it, send it to your email list, post it on your own blog. Last March, at a private, no media, no press meeting held by the Harvard Law School, Jamie Dimon admitted to the world that J.P. Morgan's assets are overvalued by $150 billion. He basically said that if the FDIC were to take over J.P. Morgan for all of its problems, that the FDIC would probably write down some of those assets to the tune of $150 billion. That would make J.P. Morgan instantly insolvent, which basically tells us that J.P. Morgan is actually insolvent. They're keeping the illusion of solvency by overpricing their assets. This is the same stuff Enron was doing leading up to their collapse. And if J.P. Morgan is doing it, they are all doing it. They're all lying about the value of their assets. They're foreclosing homes. They get to set the price on what they're really worth. They inflate the value of everything. They're propping up the stock market. It is all a carefully crafted matrix-like illusion to keep you in your place, to keep you working to support the system, to keep on shoveling your money at them as hard as you can. And the system is already fatally, fatally wounded. It's just looking for a place to fall down. And, of course, that's the reason why the U.S. government is trying to really get a new global war going so they can blame it all on the war. There's almost a race between the crash of the economy and the start of a global nuclear war. Because if they can get the war really going, then they expect you'll salute the flag and line up behind the government. You won't ask questions about how we got into that economic mess. And they're doing it because it worked twice before. So that's kind of where we are. We're still seeing the fallout of the court ruling on Sentinel Management, basically amounting to banks can legally take customer funds from private checking accounts to cover their own investment shortfalls. Only keep as much money in your checking account as you need to cover your checks and keep the rest at home. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I
please. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's an interesting story kind of out here in Hawaii. As you know, off that-a-way, we have an island called Lana'i. It's right next to Molokai. And recently, 98% of the island was bought by Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle. And the Institute for Policy Studies says that most of that money that he used to fulfill his fantasy of owning his own Hawaiian island was arrived at through a tax loophole. In other words, you are subsidizing this guy's billionaire lifestyle. Because apparently there was a loophole put into the tax code in 1993 which allows these billionaire CEOs to designate part of their income from their company as performance-related pay. In other words, a bonus. And apparently bonuses are not taxable. And it's just another classic case of how the system is designed to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. It is built into the system. If you are working for ordinary wages and salaries, by golly, you will pay taxes. But if you're a multimillionaire or billionaire CEO, your performance-related pay is non-taxed. And so it's not surprising that most CEOs have a very tiny base salary that they pay taxes on, and most of the money, wealth they're accumulating is coming through these bonuses and other tax-free methods. And so, roundabout, you helped Larry Ellison buy himself a Hawaii island. And that $550 million he paid for the island, which could have gone for schools and roads and hospitals in the United States, went for the island. It's just getting plain silly out there. Now, up in Washington State, as you know, the courts are starting to really try and deal with this foreclosure fraud. And we know that Obama blocked all the state's investigations with his foreclosure settlement, which was basically a wrist slap fine and complete retroactive indemnification of everything that had been done. All the robo-signing, all the fraudulent document creation, all of those abuses were retroactively said, we're not going to investigate, we're not going to punish. And it's not surprising we're seeing the same abuses now show up in credit card lawsuits and collections for student loans. Phony notaries, phony documents, just all of that stuff here. Now, the Supreme Court of Washington State has declared that fraudulent foreclosure victims can sue the banks via the Consumer Protection Act. And that is not something that Obama's foreclosure settlement can block. So if you have been the victim of a fraudulent foreclosure, you might want to look at the Consumer Protection Act as a venue for legal action. Because Obama can head off criminal prosecution of Wall Street, and he and Bush both have. Not one person has been arrested for the mortgage-backed security fraud. Not one person has been arrested for LIBOR. But they can't stop civil actions. They might pass a law against it after the election is over, but right now there is nothing on the books that says you cannot sue banks who committed fraud against you. And it's going to be a hard sell to convince the American people that banks ought not to be sued for fraud when so much of it is going on. In their desperation, they might do it, but again, it'll be after the election here. Now, I want to wave the bovine excrement meter at a story that came out earlier. WikiLeaks cable, systemic insolvency is now the problem, global bank bailout needed. In other words, they're out there saying, we need a new global reserve bank. The Globo is coming into existence here. And I mention this because last week I was commenting about this whole Julian Assange hiding in the asylum, fighting extradition, was being fanned up to sell the public the idea that WikiLeaks is this authoritative online source for news, especially news the government knows you won't believe coming from ABC and the rest of those people. And I did predict last week that after all the publicity building was done to resell Assange as somebody that everybody should pay attention to, that Assange and WikiLeaks would be used to propagandize something the money junkies really wanted, potentially a new war against Iran. And we're seeing in this story now that he's being used to data laundry, if you will, propaganda laundry, selling you an idea of a global bank. Yes, private central banking has destroyed the United States of America and pretty most of Europe. So by all means, let's have a bigger one of the exact same system and imagine that that will somehow solve the problem. That's like backing the Titanic out of the iceberg and taking a whack on the other side of the bow in the hope that somehow it'll stop the water from coming in. And I want to remind everybody there are so many reasons to view WikiLeaks and Julian Assange as a contrived propaganda operation. Only 3 months after he registered the domain, he was the darling of Time and Newsweek, who proclaimed him this was where all the government leaking was going to be coming from. And he hadn't actually leaked anything at that point. He'd held a press conference, and all of a sudden he was a star. And blogs that had been around for decades were and still are being ignored by the corporate media. That was the first sign of a fake. More when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and all of the hype over the last couple of weeks about how he's hiding out in the embassy and he's going to be extradited and we've got to stand up for freedom of speech. And it is. It's just a publicity campaign leading to the use of WikiLeaks to put out some propaganda they hope you will believe because it's not coming from the corporate media, which they understand you have basically abandoned all trust for. And so now we have this message that came out today basically saying there, the only way we'll solve the economic hardship is with a new global version of the Federal Reserve. And I have always had a very low opinion of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange because the way he was sort of promoted to the world just reeks of being a propaganda operation. 3 months after he registered the domain, Time and Newsweek are giving him all this coverage. But he hadn't even leaked anything at the time, but they were basically saying, if you have something important to leak, this is where you go. WikiLeaks will do it. And the other reason that we had reason to doubt WikiLeaks was he never leaked anything critical of Israel, or he never leaked anything that was really critical of the United States war effort. It was all fringe stuff. And in most cases, it was stuff that was already out on the net. In the case of the Clontgate emails, that was all over the net 3-4 days, and then all of a sudden WikiLeaks tried to take credit for that leak. The guy's a phony. He's an absolute phony. And another way that we knew he wasn't real was because they were always announcing ahead of time that they were going to have this very damaging leak about somebody. And if you are actually in the business of leaking damaging information about the government, you never announce it ahead of time because it's an invitation to have your house burned down. Or it's a beg for a bribe. In other words, WikiLeaks is not really a leak organization. It's an extortion racket. We have acquired from these leakers who were driven to us by Time and Newsweek. We have damaging information on your corporation, and we're going to release it next month. Unless you come to some kind of an accord with us. And I think perhaps the biggest illustration of that was the Bank of America file story back in 2011. It was one of the most hyped stories of 2011. Week after week after week, we've got the goods on Bank of America. We're going to release it. We're going to leak it. Never happened. WikiLeaks came out and said, oh, gee, golly, it was the files were all on this one disk and it got destroyed. Our bad. Yeah, sure. We believe that one, Julie. So now he's out there pushing the idea that a global bank is the only solution to the economic crisis. Actually, no, there are other solutions. Iceland had a good one. Even the IMF is starting to admit Iceland's approach worked. You throw the crooked bankers in jail. You fire the government that helped them loot the people. You write off the debt that was arrived at fraudulently, and you start over. And Iceland is doing very well. Over in Iran, they've got a better idea. If a banker commits fraud, you hang him. That's what worked. When you loot the people of a country to prop up bad banking, you will get more bad banking. And that's what this country and this government have been doing all along. Now, speaking of fraud and deceptions here, this story just came in. It's from up in San Francisco. Apparently, recently released files from the FBI have documented the fact that the man who militarized the Black Panther Party, got them their first firearms and weapons training, which led to the shootouts with Oakland police. The guy who did all that, who took the Black Panthers and turned them into this militant group, was an undercover FBI informant. Richard Masato Aoki was known as a fierce militant who just said, we can go and take the streets. And he was a member of several radical groups before joining and arming the Panthers. Said, we got to go out and brandish weapons. We've got to scare the people. He was an FBI informant. Now, a little history about the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers began as a nonviolent activist group, and they had two basic agendas. Guaranteeing breakfasts for the ghetto children and local control of the school curriculum so the schools were teaching the children things that would be of use to their lives. Not government propaganda, not, hey, let's go off to Vietnam. And then the Black Panthers started aligning with Dr. Martin Luther King, who was starting to point out that the Vietnam draft was preferentially putting most of the black kids on the front lines to catch bullets, and most of the white kids were in the rear echelon areas, which were a lot safer. And at that point, they become a threat to the national security state. And the FBI, under orders from the White House, began a campaign of attempting to destroy the credibility of the civil rights movement and particularly the Black Panthers. And the absolute nadir of that operation was the Black Panther Coloring Book. And this was a coloring book distributed actually by the FBI. It was being mailed to white households all across the country. We got one at our house in West Covina. And I wish I'd kept it, but I do have scans of it, and it's at my website. And it was filled with all these horrible, racist drawings of black people killing white people and black children killing white police officers. And the police officers were always portrayed as pigs. And they weren't even really the kind of drawings that are suitable for coloring. They were sketches. And we should have realized what was going on here, because this Black Panther coloring book angered the white population, fueled by the corporate media. This was headline news for like a week. The Black Panther coloring book shows those black people, they can't be trusted. They're opposed to the war and they can't be that. And just absolutely destroyed the civil rights movement, because the white people were afraid to hang out with the black people, let alone talk to them and find out what was going on. And the black population had some legitimate grievances, even over and above the biasing of the Vietnam draft. And then in the 1970s, when a leak blew the lid off the COINTELPRO operation. It came out in the congressional hearings. This whole coloring book had been a stunt by the FBI for the express purpose of destroying relations between the black and the white communities to turn them against each other, to get them to fight and squabble with each other so they weren't uniting against the one common enemy they both shared, the Vietnam draft. And so the Black Panthers constantly being abused by the FBI. One of the other stunts they did is the FBI was sending thank you letters on official FBI stationery to various leaders of the Black Panthers in the hope that other Black Panthers would find the letter, presume the leader was an FBI informant, and have him killed. And that actually did succeed on at least one occasion I'm aware of. So now we're finding out years and years after all of this stuff is done, the activist, the radical who came into the Black Panther and apparently a lot of these other organizations and was able to get them guns and give them training and get them out in the streets, waving guns around where the press could take pictures of them, was himself an FBI informant. The other side plays dirty. So for those of you who are getting ready to go out there and renew the Occupy movement, who are getting ready to go out in the streets and protest the money junkie banking system and a government that has sold us out to everybody from Israel to Wall Street, remember that smelly kid with the dynamite trying to talk you into blowing up a building, that's the FBI informant. We saw that with last year's Occupy protest, the people up there saying with the signs, bring back communism and we hate Israel and all the other, they're all hired actors. They're all working for the government to try and split the Occupy movement apart or at least discredit them in the eyes of the public, courtesy of the corporate media. The government plays dirty. You are raised to be an honorable, fair, just, civil human being. And in the eyes of the government, that's what keeps you a slave, because they reserve to themselves the right to lie, cheat, steal, and kill to get what they want. That is their only power over you, is their willingness to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. They go to bed at night dreaming that lying, cheating, stealing, and killing makes them superior human beings in a superior culture. It doesn't. It just makes them human beings who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill to get what they want. So a little lesson from history. The other side plays dirty. And they love to play dirty. They give medals for people who play dirty. Now, there was another article that we put up earlier today, America's Future is Death. And it goes in talking about conspiracy theories and how the prostitute media is labeling what they call the conspiracy culture, and how this conspiracy culture is trying to find the reason for America's problems, and they're blaming the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the New World Order and the Illuminati. And this is actually a little bit of a dodge, because the government and the bankers and the money junkies want you to think the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati and the Rothschilds and so forth and so on are the cause of all the problems, because you don't know where they are. You can't reach them. They're far away on the other side of the globe. And if they get you thinking that that is the author of your misery and your suffering, then you don't realize that the real authors of the poverty and hardship you are suffering right now are within walking distance in every legislative building, the state house, county seat, your town hall, and in every bank. The people who have destroyed the United States of America are not this far off, unreachable, imaginary nemesis. It is the banks, the private central banks, the Federal Reserve, and the politicians who go along with it. You don't need to go to the other side of the world to find the cause of all your misery. Just walk down Main Street and you will see it on every single side. And so the American corporate media, they want you to think there's some far off enemy far away that you can never confirm or deny that is the cause of all. Remember that huge fraud the church pulled during the Crusades? Prester John, this Christian king on the other side of our enemy, he's coming to help us. They pulled that thing for hundreds of years. Prester John, if he'd ever actually existed, couldn't have lived that long. But they kept dusting it off and using it over and over again to trick the people of Europe to go off on a crusade. Yes, we know we lost the last couple of them, but Prester John is coming to save us this time. And it was all a lie. Now, very important story here I want to get to. There has been an outbreak of people who are using heroin, and the it's been all over Europe. Let's see, Scotland, Germany, Denmark, France, now in England, where street drug users are injecting heroin and it's contaminated with anthrax. And they are, of course, dying. You know, anthrax on your skin, it's Wolsorter's disease and it's treatable. Anthrax inhaled or worse, injected, you are gone. And the reason I mention this story, first of all, if you happen to be a drug user, you know, time to quit. But what I think is going on here, remember back when that TSA worker at Los Angeles International Airport got arrested for accepting a bribe to help drug smugglers through the security checkpoint? I suggested that if there was a real or a false flag terror attack, it could be easily accomplished by bundling up the anthrax to look like drugs or possibly with drugs, bribe a TSA worker and say, here, look in here, it's cocaine, and just walk right on through. And if I read this article correctly, it looks to me like this is being done here, that somebody put anthrax inside heroin, went to a security checkpoint person, said, I'm smuggling heroin, here's $20,000 to look the other way, and they walk right on through. Only whatever was separating the anthrax from the heroin wasn't really effective, or maybe the terrorists didn't even really care. But the idea that there is heroin out there contaminated with anthrax tells me somebody is using heroin smuggling as a cover to smuggle anthrax in. Another reason to suspect that Israel is planning a false flag attack to blame us gosh darn Arab Muslims and try and anger all of the world, including Europe, into a new war against the heathen. The savages, as Pamela Geller would say. Now, as you probably heard already on the corporate media, Tony Scott, who's a film director, committed suicide by jumping off the bridge, that suspension bridge over Los Angeles Harbor. He directed Top Gun. He directed a lot of movies. He's the youngest brother of director Ridley Scott, who's a man I very much admire in film. And apparently he had inoperable brain cancer. And I think under those circumstances, we can understand what he did. But I wanted to bring up a point. Earlier this year, it was announced there were going to be changes in the inheritance laws, because if Tony Scott kills himself instead of waiting for the disease to kill him, his family doesn't get his life insurance. And Tony Scott was not a dumb person. But he also had quite a bit of money from his movies. And earlier in the year, they were talking about major changes to the inheritance laws in this country, where after the end of the year, a much larger chunk of inheritance would go to the government. And it's postulated back then that a lot of, you know, elderly or ill people who were very, very rich might choose to end their own lives before the end of the year in order to guarantee that their heirs acquired more of their wealth. I don't know that that's a factor here, but when I first heard that Tony Scott had killed himself, I was thinking he's just blown his insurance policy for his family unless there is an offsetting financial gain. And this is the only thing that I can think of right now. So my condolences to the family. And, you know, again, I understand with the medical condition he was in where that clearly seemed like the best option to him. Now, apparently down in Tampa, the Republican National Committee, having alienated about half of its own membership through this game playing with Ron Paul, they're expecting trouble. They're setting up heavy security. They're going to have machine guns on boats along the waterfront. The Tampa police are already drilling for riot control. And whether there's going to be a genuine riot over the kicking out of Ron Paul's delegates, and by the way, Massachusetts just went along with the, you know, with that whole thing and just said, Ron Paul's delegates out, Mitt Romney delegates in, what are you going to do about it? It's all tied up in the courts. Everybody's filing for extensions to get past the end of the convention, where there'll be no recourse to the damage here. Will the GOP stage a riot to discredit the Ron Paul people? They very well might, because Mitt Romney and this campaign to keep Ron Paul out has alienated the Ron Paul supporters. As far as I'm concerned, no Ron Paul, no vote. Ron Paul's not on the ballot. I'm not bothering to vote in November, period, end of discussion. So the GOP needs to find some way to get at least a portion of Ron Paul supporters back, and the only way they can do that is to find some way to demonize the Ron Paul campaign so badly, people will deny they were ever a part of it, and they'll flock back to support Mitt Romney like the loyal little sheep they are. So all this preparation for martial law and trouble in Tampa, it may be that the Republican machine is planning to repair the damage to its reputation with a staged riot of some kind. And apparently down there in Florida, they do allow open carry, so it's just open season for some kind of a shooting that will then be used to demonize the gun owners. Remember, we have a government that has ruled by lies and deception for so long, they don't know any other way to do it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Working 2 jobs has never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a breaking story, apparently to keep Julian Assange in the media's eye, the hacker group Anonymous, which has always supported WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, And I think they're part of the same organization. They've apparently hacked and taken down Great Britain's Justice Department website, which accomplishes absolutely nothing except, of course, to get more headlines. That's what they're doing. It's all about seeking publicity. I don't know, one of these days we're going to see Julian Assange dancing naked in the streets of San Diego, doing the antler dance here. Meanwhile, one of the top Israeli fundraisers who helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for a Republican congressional candidate during 2010 has been arrested in New York on immigration fraud charges. Businessman Oprah Bitten was arraigned today on charges he lied about his finances when he applied 2 years ago for a special visa available to foreigners who invest $500,000 or more in a U.S. business, and apparently all he invested in was congressional campaigns, which don't really qualify. So he's in the hoosegow right now. As I mentioned before, Massachusetts has banned their 16 Ron Paul delegates. That's going to go to court. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this buying of ammunition. There's a story out there where this major general is out there saying, why are domestic government agencies having enough lethal ammunition to put five rounds in single American? Most of these agencies are not tasked with any kind of overseas operation or even border control. We're talking about the National Weather Service ammunition. They're all buying ammunition. Now, last week, because of the attention that we're bringing to this obvious arming of the federal government, is the government issued a statement that this is normal ammunition purchases for required firearms training of these various agencies. Well, I don't think so. Why are we bothering to train the National Weather Service to use fires? Doesn't make any sense. What are they going to shoot when they come over? Or shoot anybody who doesn't swallow the dogma of human grooming? But the reality is these are all hollow point bullets. You don't target shoot with hollow point bullets. You use for ammunition that requires less engineering, less manual, saw point lead, rod cutters, something like that. Hollow points are specifically designed to inflict the maximum damage to the target they are hitting, meaning people. These are bullets designed to kill people. On impact, they spread out from the hollow point. They used to call them dum-dums. Now they call them hollow point. On impact, they fan out to create the widest possible area and cause the maximum tissue damage going in. These are bullets to kill people, and the government is buying. We're going to take a station break here. We're going to be back with Dr. Gilbert Levin in our final hour. Stay tuned.
Are you again?